Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Thank you for your time this afternoon, Sarah.
Pleasure. Hi, Simon.
So why must Netflix take the knee?
Well, our communications minister, Stella Ndebeni-Abrams, who's also the minister who breached the lockdown early on and got her pay docked, I think, for 3 months or something, mm-hmm. She has told Parliament that she's going to go ahead and to push forward controversial proposals that would require international streaming services like Netflix, Amazon, Showmax, etc., to collect license fees, which would then be paid over to the SABC. So, in other words, they want to rob the rich to pay the corrupt and incompetent. It's actually quite an extraordinary thing in itself, and I'll look at that. But what's really just to the sort of cherry on the top of this is the fact that they also demand that at least 30% of all shows streamed in South
local
Africa
content
are to be produced locally. Mm. Actually, when governments develop these sort of grandiose schemes, you know you're heading closer to banana republic status, because there are apparently about 1.4 million Netflix, I was just looking at Netflix subscribers in sub-Saharan Africa, and they have 167 million worldwide. So in other words, less than 1% of their business is in Southern Africa.
Content. Yeah, it's kind of insane.
And can you, I mean, certainly if they want to propose to Netflix some content that they should consider, I guess that makes some sense and maybe it'll be taken up. But can you imagine the they're sitting around the boardroom table somewhere in wherever Netflix is based and they're saying, you know, honestly, can you believe these guys? They're actually, like, we matter. And I think that's a huge problem. It's not only a desperate need to maintain the ANC's propaganda arm for forthcoming elections, but also the fact that in the world stage, we are tiny. And we are not just tiny to the big successful countries. We are tiny to the big successful countries.
Is the concept wrong there, Sarah? I mean, maybe 30% is very high, but maybe if they were to say 5, 6, 7%, isn't that a legitimate requirement? And just another question at the same time, isn't it a stroke of brilliance to collect TV license through Netflix if they're so absolutely incapable of doing it themselves?
I think it is brilliant. It's because I think the only thing that Netflix and Showmax would do is say, we need this like a hole in the head, and they would shut down their services here. With regard to the local streaming, that's our problem. And I think, you know, I don't know how these processes work, but as I said, you know, if they want to put to, if particularly producer programs want to put to these services shows or films that may be worth seeing and for consideration, that they should do. But to actually say that the streaming into us from them, if we want to stream 30% of local shows, you know, slim down, trim down, and then professionalize SABC, don't pay 1 million rand a year's average salary, and we can do it ourselves. So it's just, it's like, you know, puffing up your chest and beating on it, and the people who you're aiming it at can't hear you, they're too far away. And they really don't care.
It's actually quite remarkable, the fact that there almost is such an just an incredible sense of self, overestimation of one's own value in the bigger picture of things. I mean,
I think there's that, and we now are far enough down the track to know that our special status has been lost. And the fact that we've had two downgrades in one day coming after the purported investment conference really, really points to, if case we need it underlines why we are just another small country, and if we want to get attention from the big players, we've actually got to do the right thing. And right now, we are doing the opposite of the right thing.
I hear you loud and clear. What I just so don't understand, and I'm no economist at all, is why is the rand getting stronger in
because
light of all of this?
Because usually emerging markets currencies strengthen when for any reason the dollar weakens. So I haven't looked at it today at all, but that's usually the case, and I suspect that's the case now. If the dollar strengthens, we are just going to, you know, slide downwards.
Saragon, always fresh, always interesting, always controversial, but never boring. Thank you so very much for your input again this week.
Good. Speak to you then.
Gosh, I do enjoy that Thursday. Thank you, Sarah.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.